Cape Talk. The Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Ab. Ça va très bien, merci. We're just saying to Rafiq, what a busy, busy start we've had to Africa. I don't remember such a busy start since 2011 with the so-called Arab Spring. Remember that?
Yeah, I know. And you know, Jean-Jacques, it's gotten so busy, so much that I couldn't even feel that we're already halfway through January. That's how busy it is happening out there. But okay, Jean-Jacques, let's talk about the acquittal by the International Criminal Court of Laurent Gbagbo.
Laurent Gbagbo, of course, spent 7 years in jail now. And he was the guy, there's no doubt about it, that he refused to accept defeat in the 2011 election, and that led to the civil war that killed something like 3,000 people and displaced 500,000. There's no doubt about the case, but the International Criminal Court is saying, how exactly are you linking him and Charles Blair Gordy, his so-called general, to this? You know, so this is not good enough. And the prosecution then has had to take a bow on this one and just or bow down on this one. And this is not by any means the first. Eh? We've had the fall of Simone Gbagbo, her jail sentence being overturned. We've had Jean-Pierre Bemba, him being acquitted. But Gbagbo was a very high profile because he was the first former head of state that had come before the ICC. But generally, the ICC has been shaken to the roots by this acquittal, and they're going to have to look very carefully. You know, formed in 2002 to stop this kind of impunity where leaders thought they could get away with whatever. When it's tested in a court of law, it's not as easy as, simply making the accusation and putting the man in prison. So and then we do have a lot of protests within the Côte d'Ivoire with people saying, you know, it's all very well to talk about the legal system and justice prevailing, but what about us? What about us, the victims? How are we going to get justice? So it's a tough one. It's very tough. And what is going to happen there? You know, we had supporters going all the way to The Hague and cheering him there. It's going to be, there are going to be repercussions as a result of that. But how is that going to impact on the work of the criminal court, which, of course, is very, very highly criticized in African, and that includes South African circles?
All right. And we've been seeing images, deadly images on the news. Jean-Jacques, the latest in the Kenya blast?
I'm hearing there's 7 dead there now. Of course, these people, Al-Shabaab, has claimed responsibility because Kenya is involved in supporting the Somali government, very much involved, militarily supporting it. But the suicide bombers then bombed the car park. I mean, the bombers went in, bombed the car park, then they entered the hotel lobby, and where one of them blew himself up, became a suicide bomber. You know, this is 5 years ago. There was that bombing in the Westgate, same area, in the mall at the Westgate. That was absolutely horrific. But this was a luxury hotel complex bombed. The government maintains that they've restored control completely. But more gunshots were heard last night. So we wait to see exactly what is happening. But a shocking, shocking episode. And, you know, Kenya paying dearly for its moral and physical support for the Somali government. Al-Shabaab, the terrorist movement, moved out of the cities, forced out of the cities in neighboring Somalia, but then still able to mount these indiscriminate and terrorist attacks there in that country and clearly in neighboring Kenya as well. Scary, scary stuff.
Yeah. And latest on Gabon's President Ali Bongo.
Well, yes, he's gone back. Now, this is 3 months ago. You know, it was 3 months ago that he was at that very controversial summit in Saudi Arabia where he suffered a stroke. And he was in the hospital there for a month and then moved on to Morocco for recuperation. And then, of course, last week there was that coup attempt people saying that he wasn't able to physically and mentally to do his job. And he's come back now. The coup being put down was thwarted. But he hasn't made a statement. I'd like to hear him and see him to see exactly what his condition is. He did attend the swearing-in of his new government. I'd really like to, before I'm actually have any feelings about this myself, I'd like to hear him say something and see his speech and hear his statement, to see is it true that he has not yet recovered from his stroke? Nevertheless, Ali Bongo, the Bongo dynasty with Omar Bongo, his father before him, who was in power for a long, long time, more than 50 years they've had this dynasty, Ali Bongo having won elections, very disputed elections in 2016 by something like 6,000 votes. So he's holding on there. And clearly those around him in power because of him are supporting him, and so they can prolong their period of benefit and power. But as I say, we haven't heard from him yet, and I think we're waiting to do that before we can actually get any feeling on this thing.
I just wonder, but would someone really do that? Fake something, even though they find they would have an issue with that? It's just something that I'm wondering, Jean-Jacques. Nonetheless, thank you so much for joining us in conversation, Monsieur. We're looking forward to chatting again tomorrow. Ademain.
Ademain, mon vieux.
Thank you.